Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschwer dictating an endoscopy report on Murnell Smith. Date of birth is 9/30/1956. Date of procedure April 26, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschwer. DO referring physician, Dr. Jean Sazio Estelle. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy. As well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is dyspepsia, comma, colorectal cancer screening. Description, procedure, and form concerns obtained, period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as the malignancy, will experience the patient. The patient was brought to endoscopy seat, placed in the federal position, sedated for anesthesia, there was a moderate anesthesia care period, while they were catered with sedated gastrical position, into the esophagus, and man's injury, admission to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination made of the duodenum of the second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex, who was obtained at the cardiopericardial resection from the stomach, for withdrawal of the scope. Patient was then turned around in the left lateral position, and the rectal exam was normal, period, while they were catered with sedated colonoscope position, into the rectum, and man's injury, admission to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillin orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of folds, period, careful examination, need of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascendical and hepatic flexure, transverse splenic flexure, descending colon, ascendical and rectum. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum, period, possible up score is graded as a 7-2-3-2, comma, good prep, period. The patient tolerated procedure well, without any complications, findings, plan. Findings at upper endoscopy on remarkable proximal metastasis. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 37 centimeters from by black next line. There is evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the interim body crystallogy and cerule at each pylori. Next line, there was a approximately 6 millimeter gastric fundus nodule. This was cold biopsied bite on bite for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was evidence of a approximately 5 millimeter gastric fundus polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. That was erythematous. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to Z2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, there were 4 cecal polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Comma, 3 were diminutive, and the other was approximately 6 millimeters in size. Next line. There were 2 diminutive ascending colon sessile polyps removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 hepatic flexure sessile diminutive polyps removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexure. Next line. There was evidence of diverticulosis coli on the left side. Next line. Plan. Followed by biopsy pathology, next line, pending findings of the gastric fundus nodule, would recommend endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation and characterization, next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, pending path, next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.